There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
You don't find too many politicians willing to say, well, okay, yeah, I do it, and it's fine. It's part of the remuneration we have. We've found one. David Lionhelm, the Liberal Democrat Senator, joins us on the line now. Mr. Lionhelm, or Senator Lionhelm, good morning.
Good morning.
Senator, I thought the age of entitlement was over. Well and truly over.
I don't think there's any entitlement here. It applies to any politician and staffer who goes to Canberra. They don't live there permanently, so they're working away from home. I've spent many years working for companies, and probably the more typical way that companies do it is, you put in an expense claim and you get reimbursed for whatever your meals and your accommodation and so forth were during the period when you were away from home. That's obviously administratively a bigger job than just paying you a set amount and saying to you, you go and spend it how you like, but don't go claiming any additional expenses. So that's how the system was set up. That's just the one I inherited.
But people who work in private companies don't get to profit later on and have an asset in their own name.
You could, but not, you're right. I mean, that's not the intention of it. The intention is to cover your costs. But if you choose to live cheaply or stay with friends, one of my staff stays with friends, for example, and pays nothing. So she pockets the allowance entirely, apart from meals and so forth. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It's a matter of choice how you choose to use that amount.
It's essentially a rort, though, isn't it?
No, it's not. I mean, if you worked for any company and you were working away from home, you would be paid one way or another for your expenses. Is it administratively, is it better to reimburse you for those costs? So if you went and stayed in a hotel, you'd claim the hotel costs or whatever, or just say, well, you know, we're just going to pay you a set amount per night and you do with it what you like. I think actually from the point of view of employing fewer public servants, I think the latter is a better option.
Part of the issue here is the rhetoric that's been used by the Treasurer over the last 18 months, 2 years, that, you know, we've got to get used to not living in the age of entitlement anymore. We've just had a caller this morning who says with the armed forces, when they move to another city or a region, if they have a relative who lives in that city, then they're asked to live with them. So it's not always the same rule applied to everyone, is it?
No. The armed forces do operate on different rules from the public service. This travelling allowance, as it's called, TA, everyone uses the term TA. I think it's the same for the public service, the Commonwealth public service at least in general. Certainly it's the same for all Commonwealth public servants, Commonwealth politicians and their staff. You can argue, it's a bit like the debate over how much politicians should be paid in their salary. Some people think it's too much, others think it's not enough because we get too many idiots. And it's much the same issue with travelling allowance or with this allowance that we get paid. Is it too much? You could argue that it's generous, but some of my staff don't think it's all that generous. And the reason is because their salaries are not all that high.
It's too, well, too, that staffer who's staying with friends for nothing, they're pocketing $270 a day. Of a six-week sitting period, they're picking up several thousand dollars.
Several thousand dollars a year.
That's on top of their salary.
Correct, that's right. And it's quite common. And the reason they do it, obviously, is to supplement their salary. Staff salaries are not, particularly generous relative to what some of them could get in the private sector. That staffer who does it, for example, is a very well-qualified lawyer, and She can earn substantially more money in the private sector in legal practice. She chooses to work for me. So this is a way in which...
Yeah, but that operates in a lot of areas. You've done what a lot of MPs have done. You bought a unit and you're paying that off. Is that right?
Well, more or less, yes.
So you bought a unit down there. So would you and others, you'd be able to negatively gear that as well and get a tax break too, wouldn't you?
No. If you're living in it, I don't think you can claim a tax break. Certainly I'm not intending to. I don't think you can do that when you're living in it yourself.
You're not negatively gearing it?
No.
But if Joe's wife isn't living in it, and she's the landlady, and she's renting it out to others, I presume she'd be able to negatively gear it, I presume.
I suspect that's probably why she's doing it, or why they're doing it that way, so that...
Get a tax break as well.
She probably has borrowed money, so she's claiming declaring the income, the rent income she receives from Joe, and if the rent income is less than the interest on the on the place, then yes, that's negative gearing. That's right. That's a deduction against her other income.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.